A moo there. Welcome to Bookish Bovine, a podcast to have literary fun with me, Mrs. Utterbutter, and my mostly furry friends through original stories, songs, and skits. In our last episode, BJ and Posse just met the effervescently winged Esther, who told them the giant hot dog had broken the ribbon rainbow. What will BJ do now? Pick a fluffy patch of grass, hoof and trample it, and settle down, because here we move. Come on and read with me. Come on and read with me. Come on and read with me at Bookish Bovine. Moo. We can read it. Let's go. We can dream it. Let's go. Let's do it. Let's go. Come on and read with me. Come on and read with me. Come on and read with me at Bookish Bovine. Episode 4, How to Repair the Ribbon Rainbow. When BJ heard that the giant hot dog had gone on the broken ribbon rainbow, she was flooded with emotion. What kind of emotion was BJ feeling? She was feeling really disappointed. She howled and howled and howled. Oh, my non-existent ears, Esther ruffled her feathers. You poor, well-fed thing. If you really want that hot dog, I am the one to help you, for I've seen this before. To repair the ribbon rainbow, you will have to find something that matches the three missing colors of the rainbow. And since the rainbow is a thing of nature, whatever you get must be made of nature, too. It must be natural. A tree is natural, unlike a car, which is made from humans. Each time you find something, you must throw it into the rainbow. If it is correctly colored and natural, it'll repair it. The rainbow is missing the colors green, violet, and red. BJ lifted her heavy head and droopy eyes. What a task! She didn't know what those colors looked like, and she had no idea where she was in the first place. What was she going to do? If anything, though, BJ knew one thing for sure. She was going to try. Green, violet, and red. Green, violet, and red. Green, violet, and red. What did those colors look like? And what was naturally green, violet, and red out in the concrete jungle? BJ patted around in circles. What was green, and what did it smell like? She tried remembering what Maria would say was green. A brief vision of a stuffed parrot toy flashed before her eyes, but she couldn't think why. Posse looked at the flustered dog.
I guess this is where I come in. I'm going to help you, young'un.
BJ's ears perked up at the thought of Posse helping. She was going to thank him with the hugest lick in all of dog kind. But before she could move one paw, Posse growled.
Don't you dare. I want to stay dry.
BJ had already started salivating, so she let the drool fall to the ground.
All right, now that it's out of the way, let me think.
Posse wobbled his little brown body on his tiny paws.
My human used to say, the grass is not always greener on the other side. So all we need to do is...
Grass! BJ ran to a patch of grass on the side of the road and started digging it up. She scooped a piece of sod in her mouth, ran to the rainbow, and threw it into the air. It sank into the ribbon rainbow, and slowly, really slowly, one of the missing transparent bands started to darken. It was changing colors.
Yes,
BJ said.
Two more.
Esther preened her feathers.
Violet. Violet. Violet.
But again, BJ had no clue what violet could look like. She was back to square one. Then she heard a little bark below. There was Posse in a cute little squat, tail wagging behind him. In his mouth was a little flower.
That was really fast. BJ nodded at Posse.
Quite interesting that you knew that the flower was violet colored, Esther said.
My owner's owner was a digger,
Pawsey mumbled carefully so as not to chew the flower. Well, color me impressed. Or rather not. Pawsey ran to the rainbow, and using all the strength in his little body, he heaved the flower from his mouth towards the ribbon rainbow. Up, up, up it traveled. But was it enough? Yes. It caught the bottom edge of the rainbow, and another band of color began to fill. Thank you, Pawsey, BJ said. How did you know what violet looked like? Pawsey smiled.
I've been around gardens my whole life. My owner had... I've got to stop saying that.
Saying what? Asked BJ. Pawsey just shook his little head, lost in thought. Are you okay? Pawsey shook his head again.
Yeah, I'm all right, of course, you know.
Rather, of course not, Esther said. Pawsey glared at her. By the by, what are you two going to do about the color red?
Yeah, red. It's, you know, I don't know what red looks like. Pawsey?
I don't know. Let me think. I've heard about balls being red, but not all balls are red, so we can't find one of them.
Natural. Don't forget, it has to be natural, gentle dogs, Esther cried out. BJ shook her big head, making her ears flop to and fro.
I know. Maybe I can smell the color red. What do you think?
Yeah, I'll smell for it.
In all my life, I can't ever recall someone like you, dearest overstuffed one.
BJ commenced to running around, snout to the ground, sniffing to the left, sniffing to the right, then backwards, then forwards, sniff, sniff, ruff. BJ looked up. Pawsey stood before her with a branch carrying leaves and small round objects in her mouth. Pawsey dropped the branch.
Christmas. These things are everywhere during Christmas time. And the human told me everything in Christmas time is red and green. So I figure our chances are good that this is red. The humans never wanted me to touch them for some reason, but they'd be somewheres in the house every Christmas for sure. Yeah, my human...
She didn't want you to touch them because they're poisonous to animals like you, Esther said.
Pawsey reared onto his hind legs and used his front paws to try to wipe his mouth.
Dogs couldn't touch the berries. How were they going to get the red berries into the ribbon rainbow?
No, no, fretting doesn't become you. It's only if you eat it, it'll hurt you. I imagine it's probably for the best you don't touch it anymore, though. However, I know you need that branch thrown into the rainbow, so because you two are so determined, and out of the goodness of my unfed heart, I'll help you out. Besides, once it's completed, it's truly a sight to behold.
BJ and Pawsey barked. With her curved beak, Esther gently picked up the branch of berries. With a huge flap, her wings unfolded long and wide. She stretched her neck, got onto her tippy toes, and jumped into the sky. Her wings flapped from a W to a V, back and forth as she elegantly soared to the ribbon rainbow. And then she reached it. Esther tossed a branch. It caught onto the rainbow. Esther quickly guided back to BJ and Pawsey and touched the ground before them with a gentle tap of her toes. Together, all three looked at the ribbon rainbow as the red berry sank into it.
Whoa!
Oh,
as I said, a sight to behold.
BJ and Pawsey's eyes opened wide, really wide.
Meow, 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 meow.
What does the fixed ribbon rainbow look like? Stay tuned while we chew on some hay and take a farm break. Pasture patches. Noun. Person, place, or thing. Noun cat is going to see a noun. Noun cat is going to see a person. Noun cat is going to see... Noun cat, who are you going to see today?
Noun.
Person, place, or thing. Who are you going to see today? The veterinarian?
Meow.
Your dog friend?
Meow.
The mailman?
Meow.
I know, your owner.
Meow.
Noun-cat is going to see his owner. Noun-cat is going to see a person. Noun-cat is going to see a noun. Person, place, or thing. Noun. Good noun, cat.
Meow.
Meow, 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 meow.
And now, back to BJ and Fritz. When we last saw BJ, they had just thrown the last color to repair the ribbon rainbow. The two dogs, one portly and white, the other tiny and brown, and the elegantly black-feathered bird, all three watched as the red berries sank into the rainbow. Once again, the color started filling in the last empty band, seeping in like a paper towel soaking up red water. But something else happened when the band was filled.
Whoa!
Ooh!
As I said, a sight to behold. BJ and Posy's eyes opened wide, really wide. The completed ribbon rainbow suddenly burst with a splash of soft light. Hundreds of teeny tiny multicolored stars popped out of the rainbow and cascaded down the sky, like a natural waterfall of stars. They made twinkling sounds as they passed BJ's floppy ears. One landed on Posy's snout. He sneezed and the little star blew away.
It's ready, Esther said. Will you let that giant hot dog get away? It's got quite a lead on you by now.
The dogs walked up to the bottom of the rainbow with Esther waddling next to them. BJ put a front paw on the ribbon rainbow. It was soft, like a pillow, spongy even. She turned back to Posy.
I know you want this now, BJ, Posy said. But your owner, I'm sure she misses you. With every second that passes without you near her, you don't know how damaging that is.
I know she's probably missing me, but I won't be that much longer, I promise. What do you mean it's damaging, though?
Don't you worry about that, Floppy Cheeks. Esther cried out. You do want that hot dog, don't you?
When are you ever going to see something like that again? Remember, with every second, it's getting farther and farther away.
BJ agreed with Esther. With a huff and a puff, she hopped up. The rainbow dipped slightly under her weight, yet still supported all four paws. She bounced gleefully on it.
You get that giant hot dog now, Esther prompted.
BJ turned to chase, but stopped and glanced back. Posy sat below, eyes wide as empty food bowls. His ears drooped sadly about his face. BJ noted, once again, Posy's tiny paws. BJ shook his head and drool splattered across Esther's face.
Oh, come with me?
I don't think you should go in the first place. Yet you want me to come?
Because I want a friend to be with me, to be part of a pack.
Posy gulped. He hadn't been part of a pack for a very long time. Ever since he left home, actually. And BJ had called him a friend. With that, Posy leaped onto the rainbow and padded next to her. BJ smiled at him.
Blue in a world of gray. It's blue in a world of gray. Gotta get that hot dog, that giant hot dog.
What about your human?
Gotta get that hot dog.
What about your home?
Gotta get that hot dog. Wheels go round and round. It's wheels go round and round. Got to get that hot dog. That giant hot dog.
What about your human?
Gotta get that hot dog.
What about your home?
Gotta get that hot dog.
Nothing more, nothing less than a hot dog.
That giant hot dog.
Nothing more, nothing less than the hot dog. The giant hot dog.
Gotta catch that hot dog.
Jazz paws. The ribbon rainbow lay before them. With each slope, roll, and bend, they had no idea what was ahead for them. But BJ knew she had to take the chance. She put two paws forward. And that's the end of our story today. Why do you think Posy doesn't want BJ to chase after the giant hot dog? Why do you think Esther does? Create a story about what you think will happen next with BJ and Posy. Now here's another farm run.
Moo in, animals. All hooves and paws must toe the line. Okay, stand straight. Shoulders back. Snouts forward. Beaks up. Today we're going to learn about rhyming. Rhyming is when the end of a word sounds the same as the end of another word.
Like gobble gobble?
Yes, that rhymes, but try with two different words.
Oh, like utter and butter?
Yes, you've got it, Private.
I've got one, turkey jerky.
Oh, hey, that's a good one, pork butt. Wait a second, I know what jerky is.
Oh, gobble gobble.
Snout's alive. Let's go for a run. The barn is leaking. The raindrops are falling on my head.
Drip, drop, drippity, drop, drop.
The barn is leaking. The raindrops are falling on my head.
Drip, drop, drippity, drop, drop.
Well, the hay is wet, so we have to get out of bed.
Drip, drop, drippity, drop, drop.
The barn is leaking, it's getting really cold.
Flip, flop, flippity, flop, flop.
The barn is leaking, it's getting really cold.
Flip, flop, flippity, flop, flop.
Well, my legs are shivering. I guess I'll have to rock and roll.
Flip, flop, flippity, flop, flop.
Oink, oink.
Moo. Moo. Thank you for listening. I really appreciate you. Please join us next week to see what happens with BJ and her furry friends as they get on the ribbon rainbow. If you like this episode of Bookish Bovine, please share with your friends and family. Between episodes, chew the literary fat at our website, bookishbovine.com. There you can check out children's book reviews, download transcripts of episodes, print out connected dots of our wonderful characters, and other fun activities. Have a great day.
Bovine.
Mm-hmm.